Welcome to Ask the Educator, a podcast brought to you by Healthmark Industries. Are you a sterile processing technician or manager? Maybe you work in infection prevention or biomedical engineering. Whether you're a frontline tech, endoscopy tech, OR nurse, or surgical services administrator, you undoubtedly have influence in medical device processing at your facility. In each episode, we speak with experts from the Healthmark Clinical Affairs team, industry leaders, or special guests from the trenches to answer your questions and bring you relevant industry information, equipping you for excellence in medical device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, and I will be your host. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ask the Educator podcast. This is your host, Kevin Anderson. Joining me as always, Adam Okada. Today we're going to do a new episode focusing on some of the members of HSPA that are looking to be elected for the board of directors. So kind of exciting to get to know them a little bit. And first, what we'll do is we'll just introduce Joseph. I'll just give you the chance to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, all of that. And then we'll kind of go on to the others as well. Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Adam. As Kevin mentioned, I'm Joseph Avila. A little bit about myself. I started my career over 24 years ago in the U.S. Navy as a surgical assist. It was there that I also was introduced to the world of sterile processing on my downtime when I was not working in the operating room. I was in sterile processing and finding my way around instrumentation as well. From there, I served 10 years, and after my 10-year commitment to the U.S. military, I came home, joined an organization that gave me access to over 40 different hospitals and really just brought into perspective a whole different line of what some hospitals consider benefits and others opportunities. Currently, I'm working at the world's largest medical center at the busiest level one trauma facility as a regional director. I've been there also 10 years, going on 11, and now applying for the role of a board of director for HSPA. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. So just kind of in no particular order, how about Tim?
Thank you, Kevin and Adam. My name's Tim Hurtado. Joseph, started in the Navy. Where I did multiple things on the ward and different medical departments and kind of advanced into surgical tech and got training there. Did that for a little over 6 years and decided to get out and pursue my career in sterile processing. Moved up from different positions and worked for, you know, nonprofit, for-profit, faith-based, and now academia. Hospitals in various roles. My last role, I did work at Morrow Hermann as well as a regional director in managing multiple sites and, you know, negotiating changes that needed to be done and implementing and being a project lead for our high level disinfection committee and standardizing our practices. Currently, I am working at UT Southwestern as the director over sterile processing or materials and overseeing the endoscopy reprocessing for the different sites that I have. Looking forward to this election and I'm excited.
Excellent. Impressive backgrounds. All right, Tori, how about you?
Good morning, Kevin and Adam. Thank you for having me on. So for me, I'm again, a similar background actually. Started in the Air Force, trained as a surgery tech, which included sterile processing for us. And basically worked my way up. I used to try everything they would let me. So anesthesia tech and materials and basically the Air Force, of course, like any other military branch says, if you want to do it, we're going to let you. So they did. And that's how I learned a lot of the things I know. I spent 8 years there, honorably discharged, deployed 3 times. And my last 2 years, I actually taught the phase 2 program for the surgery techs, which again included sterile processing. So got a lot of educator time in there. And then when I got out, kind of fell into sterile processing management. as a lot of us did back then. I won't say how long ago. And, you know, kind of grew in that role. My first one, you know, I had a great infection preventionist that I worked with and a wonderful VP that really supported me, required me to get certified, which is where I learned about HSPA. And I didn't know back then all of the things that were offered through HSPA, just knew I needed to be certified for my job. And so I got that and then kind of throughout the years learned more and more about the networking and all the opportunities HSPA brings to us as sterile processing professionals. So I'm here now running for the board, hoping to really give back a lot of what I've gotten out of HSPA for the last several years.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys all have military background. Thank you all for your service. That's an amazing connection all three of you have. And I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to go in reverse order this time as we go through this next question. But for you guys, what do you guys think is an issue that you think is important to, say, the average HSPA member? And what does the board do that can help to, like, one of these member problems? So I'm going to go to Tori first.
Okay, I'm going to give the most obvious answer first and say salary, because everybody in sterile processing, we all know, doesn't make enough salary. I live in the Bay Area in California, even more so here. I will say, though, that while in SPD management, you know, we only have so much say over how much people get paid. A lot of it is based on different aspects. Really, the big thing for that, to fix that, to help with that, is helping techs with career progression and opportunities. And a lot of that comes from what HSPA really does in creating educational opportunities for techs, getting people not just educated on the basics of sterile processing and the details of processing endoscopes and everything like that, but really providing those opportunities out there for them, letting them know what's there, providing education on how to talk to people in the C-suite and, you know, how to look at different aspects of management, even if they're not in a management role, how to educate each other and not just go to an educator every time. So there's a lot that HSPA does around that that really will eventually lead into how they get more salary.
That's awesome. All right, Tim, same question over to you. What is an issue that you think techs care about, and how can the board help?
I mean, salary is obviously a big issue at hand. And I think education and professional development is still something that is needed in regards to sterile processing. Again, HSPA offers various opportunities and resources, but I think that looking at and hearing from the members, you know, what are specifics that you want and how can we help that? How can HSPA provide the resources and accessibility to that? And really looking at enhancing the network opportunities as well to get to understand other sterile processing members as well as leaders. I think that's going to be important and looking at that. In addition, you know, looking at and seeing, you know, what can the board do to add additional trainings for leaders of sterile processing? We focus a lot on practices, which is great. But what about our leaders? What kind of resources and trainings and in services can we provide so that way our leaders can have that information at hand and effectively lead the departments?
Great answer. And Joseph, same question over to you.
I think important topics that are critical to HSPA members are, one, education. Education goes a long way. It's not just about providing them education, but making sure that the information and the material is relevant. The workshops and, of course, the HSPA's conference. But if the material that's being presented is not relevant, then that education is not very beneficial to the member. Certification is another hot topic. I think that's what HSPA's foundation is based on, having that certification or the multiple certifications available. So ensuring that the certifications also are available for everybody, are relevant, and continuing to be there to promote career ladder advancements is key. And then one that might not be so known to everybody or to the average, HSPA member, but representation. We as board members need to advocate for all SP professionals, ensure that we're engaging with regulatory agencies, and then promoting the importance of sterile processing so that we can get those salary increases, look at career investments, and make sure that everybody from the C-suite to government understands what value we bring to the healthcare setting. Thank you.
Yeah, those are some great answers, you guys. I'm already having trouble in my mind trying to figure out who am I going to vote for? And how many votes do we get anyway? Anybody know that?
You get three.
We get three. Okay. And then there's how many candidates?
Six.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So that being said, actually, Joseph, you kind of steered us in a great segue there. So I guess more broadly now, you know, how do you see your role on the board as being a conduit to impact the reprocessing industry positively going forward?
Thank you, Kevin. So I think going forward, we have to continue to research and look at best practices, encourage, similar to like our nursing partners, evidence-based decision-making. I think that's very key. There's a lack of benchmarking there for sterile processing. And so we need to be able to promote benchmarking and share this information with one another and build collaborations. In addition, integrating technology. I think that right now there's a lot of new technology coming out, and we need to foster that and bring that technology into our workflow, and see how it promotes our day-to-day activities within sterile processing.
Excellent. All right. So how about we'll go with you, Tori, on this one next.
Really, as leaders in the field and potential leaders in HSPA, we're going to be able to collaborate and provide education development opportunities for all the SPD professionals at the different levels, working in partnership with like our network of members, all of our different networks that we bring, the three board of directors, the president, the treasurer, secretary, everybody involved in it has a different network that they're going to bring to the table that really we can make use of, I hate to say, but utilize, to make sure that we can get the help we need.
It's a great response. And Tim, we'll go with you next. Same question.
Awesome. Yeah. So, as a board of directors, and we all agree that it's going to require a lot of collaboration. We're going to have six different minds, six different experiences coming to the table in addressing a lot of these issues that we may have or will come up. I think the biggest thing, as a board of director is ensuring that we're advocating for industry standards, working towards establishing and promoting those standards, and being involved in the regulatory arena as well. So making sure that they are advocating for policies that do support our processes and our association as well. I think also looking at ensuring that we have networking collaboration, being visible to the members as well as the HSPA staff, and being involved more than a typical member would be, I think is very important as a board of director and representing wherever you go, kind of having that voice and saying, hey, do you know about HSPA? And if not, here's some information, and advocating for certification. And if you're a leader within an organization, find ways to incentivize and celebrate those certifications. I know that one of the sites that I have, they actually have all of their staff certifications on this long wall in the hallways in which patients and staff can see. So something simple as that really helps promote staff interaction and their morale.
Yeah, for sure. You want to get your name on that wall, right? Everybody wants you see all the certifications, and if somebody's got more acronyms after the name than you do, that's kind of a competition, right? You got to get more of them in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tim, I'm going to go ahead and start with you on this next question. And it's really the one I think if anybody is listening to this and wants to learn more about you guys, because they're going to cast your vote or their vote for one of you, speak directly to that voting member. Why should they vote for you as the member on the board of directors?
Sure. I mean, it's my experience and my leadership style throughout my career has been one who obviously is very dedicated. I enjoy what I do. And when I commit to something, I really commit to it. I want to be able to, again, be the voice for the members. I want to be able to be there to support HSPA and advance what we have now, which is awesome, but let's make it better. And I think we have obviously opportunities to do that and really improve and build on new programs that our members can enjoy as participants within HSPA. I do look forward to this. I'm very honored to be a nominee. And I know that, you know, this position, it is not a something that's given, even if you're voted in. I think it's a privilege. And it's a privilege, again, to represent the members of HSPA. So vote for me.
Awesome answer. All right. I'm going to send it over to Joseph next. Joseph, go ahead.
So, Adam, you mentioned that you're a voting member yourself. And so, you know, information that I will share with you and the rest of the HSPA board or members is that, once again, my background is very robust. I have over 24 years of experience. But not only that, that experience have given me the adaptability to look at technical details or creative content to think outside of the box. And so I'm hoping that being selected as a board member, I'm able to bring those two facets to the board and help move things that will benefit the profession for all steel processing technicians. In addition, you could count that I'll make informed decisions. You know, I got my MBA program got my MBA degree. And so I would use that MBA degree to help me make informed, factual decisions and make sure that the analysis that I use will benefit us as a whole. And so, similar to Tim, that's the reason why you could count on me, and I look for your vote. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic answer, Joseph. And last but certainly not least, Tori.
You know, the connections I've made with my own experience and time attending HSPA events, educational offerings, webinars online, they've really given me, like I said, that network and the tools I've needed to push through a lot of barriers throughout my career and make sure that I'm able to succeed. And for me, it's time that I'm going to give back to that community that supported me. I started, you know, as a tech, have worked my way through. So I understand all the different levels of what our HSPA community is going through, hospitals and surgery centers, even, you know, random things happening outside medical centers. I've been involved in a lot of that and I know what it's like. So I feel like I can make a connection with our members and kind of personalize, you know, being a member of the board that way. So I just think my experience is kind of unique. And I'd be really honored to help more of the SPD professionals reach their goals as a member of the board of directors.
Great answers, great interviews with you guys. We really appreciate you being on. Adam, I don't know about you, but I do feel a little bit better about, you know, the people that are running for board. I'm sure the other three are probably just as impressive. So we got our work cut out for us figuring out who to vote for. But, you know, more importantly, I just think that it's a testament to HSPA that we got some quality individuals stepping up into these positions and for all the right reasons. With that, I just want to thank you guys, Joseph, Timothy, and Tori. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being willing to step up into such an important leadership role within HSPA. I wish you all the best. And regardless of, you know, the result of the election, appreciate your dedication to the industry as a whole. And who knows, maybe at least down the line somewhere, maybe we have you guys back and on an individual basis on the podcast as well and dig a little bit more into those experiences you have that we can share with the masses.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin and Adam.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, guys. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.